really happy that Ashley's been selected. You know, we've had judokas selected in Team GB since Barcelona Olympics in 92, so it's great to keep that tradition alive.
Obviously some great names. Karina obviously comes to mind. She won't be there this time around, but what about for those that maybe missed out? It must be tough for them.
Yeah, it's tough for the guys that were very close. You know, we had a few guys that really, really came down to the wire for them, especially Owen Livesey, who just narrowly missed out in the last week. But you know, that's sport and that's life. They gave it everything they could do with the opportunities that they had, and they did get very close. But they'll be there supporting Ashley over the summer in his preparations.
What chances has he got? I mean, you know, he's vastly experienced now, really, isn't he?
Yeah, I think with Ashley on his day, when he's on his top game, he can beat anybody in the world. So if he steps on that Olympic arena in the right mindset, which is what we've been working on, then I'm confident he can deliver a medal.
And what about, you know, still working with him here in Camberley? I mean, how crucial has that been? And have you seen recent progress as well?
I mean, Ashley, I've worked with Ashley for a long time, first of all, as a junior, when I was assistant coach for the junior British team. And I've been his personal coach since just before London Olympics. So it's been 4 years, and each year he's achieved a personal best since he's been at this club. So, you know, for me, he is continuing to progress. He hasn't actually reached his best yet, but he's getting towards it.
What about coming through the ranks? I mean, youngsters, I mean, I know loads of youngsters who do judo young, and trying, some of them stick with it, some of them don't, obviously. But how healthy is it, I suppose, really, as a sport and a discipline?
To me, it's a great sport for kids. You know, it instills discipline, it's fun, it's hard work, it gives people a training, you know, an insight into training. A lot of people that I've met, not like you say, not everybody sticks with judo, but people have done it as kids, and they do tend to remember it. I think if you have a kid that's interested in sport, then definitely get them to try judo out.
You know, we can hear the noise in the background. They're having a bit of fun as well. That's massively important, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, definitely. That wasn't someone getting hurt. That's people having fun. No, it is. You know, judo is a fun sport, but it is still a traditional martial art as well. So, you know, we have fun side with it, but also there's the discipline and the martial arts side of it from its history.
And what about trying to encourage youngsters, you know, right across, I suppose, Surrey and the South, really, and across the country, really, as a sort of epicentre, Camberley Judo Club? What difference does it make?
I think, you know, for us, we're one of the most successful, if not the most successful clubs in the country, but there's a lot of clubs in this area and in the south of England as well, and I would just encourage people to get to any of their judo clubs and try it out, you know. And eventually what tends to happen is if people enjoy judo and they start reaching a higher level as well, and they haven't begun judo here, sometimes people come across to use our training centre.
Because of course, ultimately, we're talking about the Olympics and Ashley, and to be a part of something like that, it must be incredible. And if you can do that through judo, that must be something special.
I think it's a dream come true for people that can make it to the Olympic Games. Even, you know, even for me as a coach, I was involved as an Olympic coach for London Olympics, and for me, I was reserved for Olympics as an athlete, but to get there as a coach, you know, that's the sort of thing judo can bring to somebody's life, to achieve those dreams of being part of an Olympic Games.